Now, a story of redemption. A few weeks ago, the folks at NPR Music said they'd booked a special guest for a tiny desk concert. These are stripped-down, sometimes acoustic shows. And needless to say, eyebrows went up when they said they wanted this guy. T-Pain, the Tallahassee rapper who's credited with blighting the pop music landscape with the digital vocal effect known as autotune. But he walked into our building here in D.C., and 3 songs and 6 million YouTube views later, people are still talking about it. T-Pain can sing. In the middle of the day, next to cubicles, not in a club.
Thank you, everybody, for coming out again. This is weird as hell for me. I know everybody's wondering where the auto-tune is going to come from. It's okay, I got it in my pocket. It's totally fine. You got it right here. It's all surgically inserted. So I guess we're gonna get to this.
There were none of the usual T-Pain antics. No top hat or oversized sunglasses. No shouting. He spoke to us just before he went up to do the Tiny Desk concert.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Fahim Najam, a.k.a. T-Pain, a.k.a. Teddy Pendergrass, a.k.a. Ted Bundy the Bathroom Banger. I am from Tallahassee, Florida. Just want to let everybody know that. And the T in T-Pain stands for Tallahassee. And the pain in pain basically is about getting out of Tallahassee.
Got the body of a goddess. Got eyes but a beacon brown eyes.
T-Pain's 2005 debut album was called Rappa Turned Singer. He turned to singing as a way out of a hometown teeming with rappers.
I wanted to be a singer instead of a rapper because everybody in Tallahassee was rapping. And if I wanted to get out of Tallahassee and I wanted to make something of myself, I had to do something different.
And as his star rose, he became a go-to producer and collaborator, heard on close to 50 songs with various artists. Don't worry, we won't play all of them. There he is with Jamie Foxx, Flo Rida, and Kanye West. By this point, T-Pain was known as the king of autotune.
Autotune has helped me just create another genre of music, you know, and I think that I've changed the direction of music, I've changed the sound of music, and I think it got as big as it did because it came along when I had better concepts than a lot of stuff that was out at the time.
And then the parody started. Remember Autotune the News?
Autotune the News, Autotune the News.
People started feeling like I was talentless, and at first it was like, oh my God, this guy's an innovator, he's great, he's doing things that no one can do, and then it got easy for everybody. People felt like I was using it to sound good, but I was just using it to sound different.
Even rappers who used autotune themselves called T-Pain a joke. Jay-Z released a song titled Death of Autotune. A low point came when T-Pain appeared in a parody song in 2009 on Saturday Night Live. The song was nominated for a Grammy. His serious work wasn't recognized. The ridicule took its toll. He was depressed, started drinking and taking drugs, and for a while, stopped making music.
I always take things to heart, like, really hard, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm such a great person to people, I try to figure out why people would be so mean to other humans, and it kind of destroyed me for a while, but then I'd realize that, you know, that's not what makes me. People's comments aren't what make me, and I just learned not to listen to it, and my wife was helping me out with doing that and processing that in my mind, and that's, you know, that's pretty much all it took, and I got right out of it.
And now, T-Pain's new album is called Stoicville, The Phoenix.
The Phoenix, you know, is just rising from the ashes of all the things that's been happening thus far. All the career shaming, all the bad things that have happened, just, you know, I feel like I got burned down. I got burned so bad, and you know, I feel like I'm rising from the ashes as a whole different kind of animal.
She's got something I just
for those of you who have not heard it yet, T-Pain's full Tiny Desk concert is pretty impressive. It's at npr.org/music.
I can't wait until I open up my door and I'll say, oh.